Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk Radio listeners. You're listening to the Work for Life show. And I'm your host, Bea Leader. And you can call me Bea. I'm right here on blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. Here at the Work for Life show, we believe that no one can progress beyond their own attitude, abilities, and actions. Not one, not two, to move forward. And I'm here to tell you today that it is time for us, as citizens of this great land of opportunity, to challenge ourselves. For one thing we know for sure, anything that we need to accomplish will not come easy. It just won't come easy. Jobless people cannot add to our economy, so it is time for all working class citizens to begin to challenge ourselves. Now, some of us are new to the employment field, entry level. Some are transferring careers. Some are leaving military and going to civilian. Some are felons and need jobs. And some are retired and have been forced to return to work. Some are not workers and are retired and will not be returning to work, and are able to do so. But we are all responsible for this country, the land of opportunity. America become the land of opportunity because all people participated in the greatness of this country. And what makes this country so great is that there have been those amongst us who have not reaped in the same fashion, but they were able to deliver in the same fashion to make America the land of opportunity. And it is time today for us to begin to challenge ourselves. Today is Thursday, October 15, 2015. It is 5:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The Work for Life show comes to you from Houston, Texas. I am glad to be able to talk with you on this day. For one of the main things that we have to keep in mind is that nothing comes easy, not ever, not never. There's brick walls out there with your name on it. You'll hit some of them and you'll leap over some of them, but you must get out there regardless, and put forth every effort to build the America that you want for yourself and that you want for your children. It's up to you. It's up to me. As in the words of Max Lucado, no one can do everything, but everyone can do something. Nothing comes easy. You set a goal, you organize steps to reach that goal, you get back up when you get knocked down. Every time you run into a brick wall, you have to get back up. Every time you fail, you must get back up, for nothing comes easy. So I'm asking you today to follow me right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. Follow me. And let me respond to you. And let us get together and work. Work to help build America's communities. Right from here, can build these communities right from where we are at this moment, using the resources that we have. Because everything we need for better communities across America has been invented, is there available, And we have to make sure that we gain that access to it. And it ain't easy. Nothing comes easy. Not ever, not never. But we can, if we say we can. As in the words of Henry Ford, if you think you can, or if you think you cannot, you are right. And this day, for Life Show, we are in need of workers and entrepreneurs and investors. And we need these in every city across America so that we can start to develop community centers in our communities, in our neighborhoods, so that those community services that are out there, our community centers workers will be able to access those services and resources and bring them into our communities and direct the path of our residents and our communities to these places. A lot of times people have fears of going into other places. A lot of times people are needed in their homes to care for elderly people, and they're not able to leave for long periods of time to access services. But with community centers all across America in every neighborhood, that will open doors for residents of every neighborhood to gain access to services and then know exactly where to go and exactly who to call and exactly what to do. And we can do that. There are some who will do things from home. There are others who will do things on their bicycles for others. There are others who will be able to walk communities and notify people of what's going on right in their communities. We have the plan here at the Work for Life Show. And what we want to do is put that plan in action right here in Houston, and then from that, all across America, use that as a foundation, and we'll stamp it, and be able to do the same thing in different communities. And every community knows what their needs are. So we will incorporate what one community needs and take out what another one does not need. But together, we can do this across America, and we can do it starting right here at Blog Talk Radio. But in order to get this rolling, I need your support. I need you to follow. I need to know what cities are following. Then we need to get together and plan what it is we need to do right here in Houston. Our goal is community action centers across America. Our plan is to involve everyone based on their strengths, whether they are investors, whether they are workers, whether they are entrepreneurs, whether they can do things in the line of distributing or phone calls, whatever it is that an individual can bring to their own community, their community. This is what we'll do. Civic club leaders, we can do these things. City council people, franchises that's in our communities. I want you to understand that this is about you and your community. But I have the plan, the design, worked out, ready to go. The work has to be done. We need laborers to get it done. We need people who know business, who can plan, who know marketing, who has good ideas, who are good at collaborating, who's good at analyzing, and know, please know, that there will be a lot of pleasure involved in things we do, because the people who get involved are going to be people who have a desire to do for others. The people who get involved are going to be people who need the help of others. so that they can begin the life that they want, or so that they can now move toward retirement with supplementing their own income because they see right now it's not enough, or so that they will have access to self-employed people who can do things for lower prices, good work in their communities, so that people are not without, so that an elderly person who lives alone don't have to wait for a family member to come from Crosstown to bring them a six-pack of soda, so that there's a personal shopper in your community who will do these things. That's what House Helper Services is. And that's what we're talking about here at the Work for Life show, House Helper Services. It's a win-win for all that's involved. We need people who are willing to volunteer, and along the way there will be job-creating opportunities. We have space available so that we can share office space. There are group outings that goes on. We need more people involved so we can do more things for more people. House Helper Services is what I'm talking about. I want you to listen to my last show. Click on right here from this show to that last show. I want you to listen to it and learn what we are about, Houston. People across America have joined us. More people are needed to help us at the Work for Life show now. We need the help. And with more people working, this plan will be workable so that every community can duplicate these services. That's what our plan is, for every community to duplicate these services. And with the work of others who are willing to volunteer their time and help organize, we can do this. We can do this, Houston. We can do this, America. We just need representatives from different cities to start working with us. It works. Some of these things are already in action right here in Houston now. And I can see that it will grow. As we get more people involved, we will reach more people. We need our communities to thrive. And it's up to us to see to it that our communities thrive. That means it's time for us to begin to challenge ourselves without waiting to see what someone else can do, but to challenge ourselves to see what we can do. And then when we're doing something, then we approach people we want to contribute, we can tell them what we've done and what we are doing. This is how we do it. Communities thrive when employment opportunities are available. Communities progress when no residents are left behind. Communities must acknowledge not every resident can do the 9-to-5 thing, but every resident can usually and want to usually contribute. There are reasons Work for Life is asking for volunteers in Houston. Volunteers who have a desire to see prosperity for all, prosperity for all in this wonderful land of opportunity. I'm asking you to reach out today. The Work for Life Club needs you. You can join free. You will join just by following right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. We'll get this done. We'll lay out patterns, work with others in other cities. Once we get the pattern for Houston down, and we will see the fruits of our works. It is time, America, for us to begin to challenge ourselves. This is something we can do. We have everything that we need. All we need is willing workers. People who are willing to make things happen. Nothing comes easy. Absolutely nothing comes easy. Not ever. not never. You set a goal. You organize steps to reach the goals. You hit a brick wall. You bounce back. You find a way to leap over it. You continue with your goal because you know nothing comes easy. If you're ready to see some successes for you, if you're ready to see some successes for others, this is the time to meet the challenge, to challenge yourself, to get it done. I'm asking you to start here today and follow me, and let's get the ball rolling toward an America that leaves no citizen behind. Follow me if you're interested in helping yourself. Follow me if you're interested in helping others develop better communities, beginning with increased finances. It will work. It is working. I'm asking you to do more. You can do more. I'm back. Please forgive me. I am back. I had a call that I had to take. It was about something that I could not ignore. Now, here's where we are. I'm looking for people to work with me. I'm definitely looking for people who are here in Houston so that we can make connections and be able to get together and get this plan on paper and in action as soon as possible. It works. It brings money for the workers. It brings money for the investors along the way. Right now, everything, there's no money involved at all. The only money that will that will be involved is once we set up, which is what we're doing now in Houston, and provide house helper services, the person receiving the services will pay for the services. The person delivering the services will get paid for the services. That's it. That's the way it works. There will be other things involved to help grow, because this is going to be an expansion for the Work for Life show and a startup for the people who are coming into it now. But in the end, and the end is like months down the line, it's a win-win situation for everybody, because people who want to supplement their incomes will have the opportunity. People who want to start their own businesses and have people working for them will have the opportunity. People who want to invest in people who need finances and receive their money back with interest will have an opportunity. These things will be done by the people involved, not by Work for Life. Work for Life is the negotiator and the instructor, and will lay these things out and will have these shows on Blog Talk Radio. And the idea will be that those who invest, who are already incorporated, will begin to buy airtime with Blog Talk Radio. We want to improve America, community by community, and we can do it if we're willing to challenge ourselves. Time to listen in today to the Work for Life show. I'm hoping that right now you will go on and follow. Before we go any further, before you get up from the show, go on and click that follow button so that I can respond to you. I have someone who already agreed to monitor my emails and to monitor my message board here at Blog Talk Radio. My email address is wfl@workforlife.net, and my message board is right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in. Oh, and I'm on Twitter at workforlifebea. I'm B. I thank you for listening in. I thank you in advance for joining me. I'm looking forward to some pleasurable days with you guys. and I'm looking for somebody who is eager and have a desire to either help themselves or help others. Whether you're a veteran, a retiree, a high school graduate, a college graduate, matters not. If you're looking for work, 9 to 5, or if you want to operate your own business, Work for Life is the place to help you get it done. Thank you for listening in, and have a good evening.